Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, May 1st, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Bangalore, India. Russ McRee is writing in a diary today about the Seedorked malware. I mentioned that before, for example, yesterday. This is the malware that does replace the Apache binary. Now, according to one write-up here by Daniel Sitt, cPanel appears to be a somewhat common vulnerability on those systems. Also, a reader was asking if this malware is detected well by antivirus, and at least for the samples that were discussed in various write-ups by antivirus vendors, they have now been added to default detection patterns, and according to VirusTotal, pretty much all antivirus tools are detecting them. And well, it didn't take long, but Google Glass has been hacked and jailbroken. Actually, this happened a couple of days ago. The issue here was in part that Google Glass is Android-based, but not all bugs that have been fixed in the most recent Android versions are fixed in Google Glass. Google Glass appears to be a little bit behind here, and as a result, this particular security researcher was able to jailbreak Google Glass and install custom software on it. This, of course, can be an issue with a personal device like Google Glass, where then it's relatively easy to install spyware, for example, on the device. But overall, Google Glass is not apparently any harder to hack than any other Android device. Some of the attacks do require physical access to the device, but as we have learned with lost smartphones and such, the mobile devices like Google Glass and smartphones are easily lost or misplaced temporarily and accessed by an attacker. And Zkiller is reporting about more fake SourceForge sites being used to spread malware. Now, the real SourceForge site does not appear to be affected by this. When I first saw the headline, I was wondering if maybe someone just uploaded the malware into the SourceForge repository in order to then trick users into downloading it. But instead, it appears that these sites are not at all affiliated with SourceForge. What's happening here is that lookalike domain names are being registered. The first one that sort of stuck out to Zscaler here was sourceforgechile.net, but since then they have found number of these country-specific sort of SourceForge sites like SourceForge Estonia, SourceForge Palau, SourceForge Ecuador, and so on, that are all then spreading, for example, the zero access Trojan if a user should go there and try to download software. And then we got yet another compromised Twitter account. This time it is the newspaper The Guardian. The perpetrator appears to be the same group that did attack Associated Press. It was a pro-Syrian group that used, just like in the AP case, a phishing email to trick whoever is in charge of the Twitter account at The Guardian to enter the password into the wrong website. Actually, in some ways, I hope that with all these different Twitter compromises, people will actually be a little bit more critical and careful trusting these Twitter news and, well, like what may have happened in the AP case, directly link trading systems to Twitter feeds. And then we got more malware that's targeting users of one-time password tokens at a particular British bank. Security company Trusteer is reporting about this new version of Ramnet that uses a browser in the middle techniques to inject an additional page as the user logs into the bank. After the user is actually completely and successfully logged into the bank's website, the malware will now inject an additional page telling the user that they need to resynchronize their token, and as a result, they need to enter two one-time passwords into the page. To the user, there is really no indication that these pages are not legit, With these man browser attacks, these pages are just injected into the normal workflow that the user would expect. And then, of course, these one-time passwords entered into the site are sent straight back to whoever is in charge of the malware. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.